Transformed by Truth, the Unexpected Jesus. Jesus at work today. Have you ever had a moment when something or someone completely surprised you? Maybe you expected one outcome, but what actually happened caught you off guard and left you in awe. Today we will explore one of the greatest surprises in history, the Unexpected Jesus. Many times in the Gospels, Jesus shows up in ways that people did not expect. He often defies expectations, both then and now. And as we look at three powerful moments in Scripture, we'll see how Jesus reveals himself in unexpected ways. These encounters not only change the lives of those involved, but can also transform us today. We'll focus on three key points. Jesus revealed himself in unexpected ways. Jesus breaks down barriers. Jesus calls us to share the unexpected good news. Jesus reveals himself in unexpected ways. Let's begin by looking at the story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. This passage takes place after Jesus' resurrection, but before many had seen him alive. Luke 24, verses 15 and 16. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them, but God kept them from recognizing him. In this encounter, the disciples were heartbroken and confused, having just witnessed the crucifixion. They didn't expect to see Jesus again, let alone have him walking beside them. Yet Jesus was right there with them, even though they did not recognize him. The Greek word used here for recognize means to know or discern thoroughly. God prevented them from fully discerning who Jesus was until the right moment. This teaches us that Jesus often works in unexpected ways, sometimes even when we don't recognize him. When life feels uncertain or confusing, Jesus may be right there with us, working in ways that are beyond our understanding. Isaiah 58, verses 8 and 9. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. The disciples expected the Messiah to be a conquering king, not a suffering servant. Likewise, we often expect God to work in specific ways, but he surprises us by doing something entirely different. We must be open to the unexpected ways Jesus reveals himself in our lives, trusting that he knows what is best. It was Tim Keller who said, "Jesus will not always be what you expect, he will always be what you need." Just like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, we must remain attentive to his presence, even when it's not what we expect. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Our understanding is limited, but God's understanding is infinite. Trusting in him allows us to embrace the unexpected and see how he leads us. Jesus breaks down barriers. The second encounter is found in John chapter 4, verses 4 to 30, the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. This is one of the most unexpected encounters in the New Testament, and it teaches us how Jesus transcends barriers. John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." Here, Jesus shatters cultural norms by engaging with a Samaritan woman. Jews and Samaritans had had a long history of animosity, and Jewish men did not speak publicly with women, let alone a Samaritan woman. Yet Jesus broke down these barriers and offered her the gift of living water, which is a reference to eternal life through him. The Greek word here for living water is hydrozon, which refers to flowing water, symbolizing the life-giving and refreshing nature of the salvation that Jesus offers. This unexpected offer not only broke down ethnic and gender barriers, but also revealed the universal nature of Jesus' mission. Jesus still breaks down barriers today. No one is too far from his reach. Whether it's cultural, racial, or social barriers, Jesus seeks to tear them down and offer life to everyone. We must also be willing to step beyond our comfort zones and reach out to those whose society often marginalizes. It was N.T. Wright who said, "The kingdom of God is breaking in where we least expect it, and the church is called to be a witness to that." Galatians chapter 3 verse 28. "There's no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." In Christ, all barriers are broken down and we're united as one. This unity transcends all divisions and we're called to reflect this unity in how we treat others. Jesus calls us to share the unexpected good news. After Jesus reveals himself and breaks down barriers, he calls us to share this unexpected good news with others. This call is clearly seen in Luke chapter 24, verses 33 to 35. When the disciples from Emmaus rush back to Jerusalem to tell the others that they'd encountered the risen Christ, Luke says this, "And within the hour they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them, who said, 'The Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter.' Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road, and how they had recognized him as he was breaking the bread." Their response to meeting the unexpected Jesus was immediate action. They couldn't wait to share the good news. When we encounter Jesus in our own lives, we too are called to be witnesses of his transformative power. The Greek word for witness is martyrs, which is the root of the word martyr, emphasizing the importance and sometimes the cost of testifying to the truth of Jesus. Sharing the good news of Jesus isn't always easy, but it is our calling. We must be bold in proclaiming the hope and life we have found in Christ, even when it's unexpected or countercultural. Billy Graham once said, "The evangelistic harvest is always urgent. The destiny of men and nations is always being decided. Every generation is strategic. We're not responsible for the past generation, and we cannot bear the full responsibility for the next one. But we have our generation. God will hold us responsible as to how well we fulfill our responsibilities to this age and take advantage of our opportunities." Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this: I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The Great Commission is the ultimate call to share the good news. Jesus promises to be with us as we go out and make disciples, ensuring that we never walk this path alone. In conclusion, the unexpected Jesus is still at work today, revealing himself in ways we don't always anticipate, breaking down barriers and calling us to share the unexpected good news. This week, I challenge you to be open to the unexpected ways Jesus might show up in your life. Look for him in the mundane, in the ordinary, and in the unexpected. Break down barriers of your own, reaching out to those who may seem different or distant. And most importantly, share the good news with those around you. Jesus has entrusted us with his message. Let's not keep it to ourselves. May we be transformed by the truth of the unexpected Jesus, and may we boldly live out our faith for his glory.